watching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. The main feature allows you to submit content to the front page and then vote on what you like, vote it up, or if you don't like it, you can vote it down. So you can go to freetalklive.com to do that for free and, of course, enjoy all the other features we'll tell you more about as the show goes on. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Ian and Johnny Ray here tonight. We're kind of in the middle of the conversation from last hour, so I'm going to bring everybody up to speed. We had a gentleman call in from Oklahoma City asking questions about empathy and, you know, how it is that, you know, is it difficult or how do you empathize with the police? Because it can seem shocking, I guess, to watch videos of activists here in New Hampshire who are somewhat seasoned when it comes to interacting with the police up here and see how calm somebody like me or Derek J. Freeman, as you can see in his movie Victimless Crime Spree, victimlesscrimespree.com. Some people, one of the big questions that we get a lot is, how do you stay so calm, you know, when the police are hurting your friends? And part of that has to do with the conversation we're having about empathy and looking at these people as human beings rather than these mindless automatons, these mindless arms, enforcement arms of the state,
right.
Leviathan. Johnny Ray, you were in the middle of making a couple points about empathy, and I don't know if you wanted to continue that.
Sure. My first point was just the point you just made, that we treat people like individuals, and you and I ourselves, we know that we're not perfect, so we will forgive imperfection in others. And my second point was to Brian from Oklahoma City's comment about the film Madagascar and how the character saw all his friends as pieces of meat. I would say that the majority of the people that I've seen here in America don't help disabuse the police of that notion. They act like they sub themselves. They act like
they
inferiors, yeah, to the police. They're intimidated and they're afraid of them and that's how they act. So when you're a police officer and you see yourself as a guardian of the people, a sheepdog, if you will, and the people are acting like sheep, well, then you're going to do, you know,
fit in that role.
Yeah, you're going to fit in that role, and you're going to do what it takes to get your justice done.
That's a great point, and it goes back to a lot of the studies that have been done over the years. Of course, the Stanford Prison Experiment's a famous one. Where, and really, if you haven't taken the time to look into that, please, Bill Zimbardo, who conducted that experiment, I believe it was Zimbardo who did that one, he put up an extensively detailed website all about the Stanford Prison Experiment. But in essence, they brought college kids who, I guess, decided they wanted to be involved in this experiment. They selected them randomly to two different roles. One role was prison guard. The other was prisoner. They set up a mock prison in one of the, I think, like the basement of one of the classroom structures there, Stanford. And lo and behold, the prisoners started acting like prisoners, and the guards started acting like guards. The prisoners were, you know, subservient to the guards, afraid of the guards. The guards were plotting against the prisoners. The guards were being sadistic toward the prisoners. And again, it was randomly chosen, so it wasn't as though people who wanted to be guards were guards. It was simply the ones who were, you know, they drew lots or whatever. Who drew those lots? They ended up being the guards. And it's just a fascinating story of how these humans devolved into these roles, and they, you know, they lost touch with their humanity and instead just played these roles, not because they were necessarily asked to, but because that's the way it just, people just fell into place. It was very interesting. They actually had to stop the study before it was originally scheduled to be over because the man putting it together, Phil Zimbardo, ended up getting involved in it as well in a role in which he didn't really expect, and he realized that he had become compromised as the teacher who was, or the professor who was supposed to be putting this thing on. Like, you know, his original role had been completely subverted, and it was crazy. Like, what happened to people? He came to his senses at one point and realized he had to put a stop to this. So looking at the way people behave with the idea of authority is very, very interesting. And you're right, Johnny Ray, people are subservient. And part of the reason for that is because they've been trained very effectively at you know, doing these things. I mean, from the get-go, we're at these government schools where these ideas are very effectively inculcated into us.
Yeah, and I feel that human history, all of human civilization, violence has been the highest power. I mean, you can't... I believe in voluntarism, and I believe in peace, and I believe in consensual relationships, and I believe in logic and reason, but you can't reason with a bullet in your brain, and that's a real powerful argument for violence. It's one that I don't buy, because I sort of look to the long term, and I think violence is a quote solution for short term gain only. But that's how humans have been. The throughout most of human history, the way to profit is to beat up your neighbor and take his stuff. And now, and over the years, we've become more to where the best way to profit is to engage with other people and incite them and basically get them on your side by doing good things for them.
Persuasion,
yeah,
rather than violence is more effective.
Yeah, and I think that we're
then you have loyal customers rather than subjects, right?
Right, right, and you can get so much more out of that. I think we're on the cusp of a real change in human relations, and I think that...
Well, it's not going to be an easy change, though. I agree with you. I think that, you know, the universe is moving in that direction, and over time, freedom will become larger and has been over you know, decades or thousands of years.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's where humanity is going, but
it's a messy process.
Yeah, and the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing, and the reason I moved up here to New Hampshire, is because I want to see it in my lifetime, and I want to try and do whatever I can to accelerate the unshackling of the creative force of humankind.
Man, I love that. That's really great, Johnny Ray. I'm glad you have that vision, and I hope that more people will duplicate that vision and will see that what we're doing here is so important. You know, there's some videos I posted, since we're on the topic of the police and interacting with them and the Free State Project. The Police Accountability Summit was going on. The Peaceful Streets Project in Austin put this on over the weekend. Our friend Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org traveled down there as the first leg of his CopBlock tour, which I guess he's been so busy. I said, Pete, you should call in when he gets a chance. He probably hasn't gotten a chance. But he did make some videos, and I posted those at freekeen.com, so you can kind of get a look into what the Police Accountability Summit was like this year. They had all kinds of great speakers. Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, one of the original Black Panthers, was there. Lots of people in favor of police accountability. And so not just it's not a libertarian event necessarily, but it certainly is organized by liberty-minded people like John Bush and Antonio Beeler, who John Bush is a newer signer of the Free State Project. And one of the things that I really took away from the videos is Jacob Crawford is down with Pete. They're on this tour together. So Jacob is one of the original cop watchers. So back like over a decade ago, Cop
Right.
Watch was formed. And it was started out west, and it has kind of spread across the country in various different iterations. Cop Block started within the last 5 years or so. And so they're very similar organizations. So Pete and the Cop Watcher guy, Jacob, have gone down together, and they're on this tour together.
Fantastic.
And, which is, yeah, it's really cool. And it was interesting. The Cop Watch guy was really jazzed about being around so many other like-minded, like people willing to actually watch the police, people willing to hold a camera, people willing to go and sort of insert themselves into a police situation by being there and observing. Because if you're there with a video camera and you're observing the police doing something, there's a chance they're going to turn against you, they're going to steal your camera, arrest you. So only so many people are willing to do this. And they had like 30 people apparently out doing some cop blocking on one of these nights after the summit was over. And just the reaction was incredible. They had a really great time. And I thought, wow, that's a great example of focusing your activism in one place and having a concentration of activists. We'll come back with more here. 855-453. Your comments on the police, empathy, are welcome.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. Since our caller earlier brought up drugs like psychedelic mushrooms, I happen to have a story about them tonight. We'll get to those, or we'll get to that here in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we have listening options, including broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. These are different bit rates.
One of those will fit your internet connection very well, and they're all free, so go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. Also, you'll learn about our over 125 radio stations that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, we've got satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air channel, the free-to-air channel available across most of North and Central America, free, thanks to Bitcoin. Also, we've got webcam. You can watch that if you like. Plus, our listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Just briefly on the Free State Project a moment ago, Johnny Ray, it's the reason why you and I moved here separately. We didn't know each other before the Free State Project, and I'm glad that we moved because it's been great knowing you, Johnny Ray. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ian.
FreeStateProject.org is where you can go if you have not yet taken the time to learn about this. I really think you should. Take 10 minutes and go and check out the Free State Project's website. The idea is let's get people who are willing to do things to achieve liberty all together in the same geographic area. Because as they found out at the Peaceful Streets Project Summit this weekend, gathering activists together really makes a difference. They had 30 people out in the streets after the Police Accountability Summit doing cop blocking in the streets of Austin. You got 30 people there. You've got a decent amount of people that is going to be difficult for the police to handle. They aren't used to that. They're not used to even one person coming up and trying to hold them accountable. But if you've got a half a dozen of them, if you've got a dozen people that are on a scene with the police, they can't handle that. They would have to call in backup if they wanted to arrest all of you. So it changes how the police behave, having more people on any given scene. And you can have that more often when you get enough activists together, because I feel bad for some of the people involved in, you know, this particular action in Austin, because I know most of them are going to go home to where they came from. Most of the people that were out there weren't necessarily from Austin. The people from Peaceful Streets, Sandusky, New York, and, you know, various different Peaceful Streets and slash cop block chapters, if you want to call them that, instances. So they're likely going to go back to where they came from, and then they're going to be back to their usual cop-blocking crew of two or three, you know, maybe four or five at the most. And we're talking about in major metropolitan areas or areas that are much larger than a place like Keene, New Hampshire, for instance, where, you know, you can pretty easily have five people out cop-blocking on, you know, any given night that you decide to do it. So the more people that we can get here in New Hampshire, the better these things will become, the more effective these forms of activism will become. I know that Peaceful Streets Manchester was inspired by the Peaceful Streets Austin folks. They've been doing outreach to people, and we were inspired by that here in Keene, and we've been doing even more outreach. So in Keene, every week, we'll send letters out to people who've been arrested for victimless crimes. And, of course, the idea that, you know, a crime can be a crime without a victim is ridiculous, but we know the police arrest people for marijuana and drug possession and alcohol possession and underage alcohol and, you know, various different things. Driving to work, some people get arrested for driving. In fact, a shocking amount of people get arrested for driving. In fact, within the last 2 weeks, it was the majority of people who were arrested for victimless crimes were arrested for driving.
Wow.
So, like, driving without a government permission slip or something like that. What we're doing is we're sending out letters to folks and inviting them or letting them know that people care, you know, that you're not alone. There are a lot of people who get arrested for these things and you didn't do anything wrong. Because when you get arrested for a so-called victimless crime, nobody really stands by your side. Yeah, if you pay $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever to an attorney, he'll stand at your side in court. But nobody really empathizes with you. You're looked at as a criminal, and, you know, people brush you off as, oh, well, you got convicted of a misdemeanor, so you must be a bad person, and so on and so forth.
Right, and the attorneys do troll the police blotter, and they'll send out their correspondence to you. But when you live in Keene, you get a little note from Ian Freeman, too, that says, I don't know what.
Well, not from me. It's from Keene Cop Block. I'm one of the people who's busy stuffing the envelopes and that kind of. I probably have hand-addressed the envelope, but the actual note is a collaboration that comes from a multiple group people that were figuring out what we should send.
I see.
Yeah, but it's great outreach. And the more people you have in a given geographic area, the more things like this become possible. You could have enough people in one area to have one crew of people out cop blocking. You could have another group of people sending letters to, you know, victimless crime victims and, you know, whatever else. I mean, if you had hundreds of people in one given area, let's say Manchester, the big city in New Hampshire, if hundreds of people there were, you know, in favor of cop blocking, then you would have a situation where any time the police pulled somebody over, there would probably be a cop blocker in the near vicinity, somebody walking down the street or driving down the street, just because you would have that level of concentration.
Uh-huh.
So I hope more people will go and check it out, freestateproject.org. If you're frustrated with the lack of progress where you live, this is a solution. It's something you really should consider.
Yeah, as long as the police are seeing what I was talking about before, about the majority of the people just rolling over and doing what they're told,
yep.
As long as that's what the police are seeing day in and day out and they never see anything else, and you want to be the squeaky nail, you're going to get hammered down. But if you come up to New Hampshire, where we are, where there's a greater concentration of people who have some self-respect and will stand up for themselves, then the environment is different here.
It changes things, yeah. In fact, one of the folks who was visiting just the other day, we had actually three people visiting town and, you know, kind of scoping out Keene and planning to move here. But one of them pointed out that, you know, you guys have already kind of tamed the police here, that there have been enough people in the streets doing activism here and cop blocking and cop watching and holding video cameras and asking tough questions of these bureaucrats that they're kind of acclimated to it in comparison to, let's say, some random cop wherever it is you might live. You know, you're less likely to encounter a police officer that doesn't know what the hell you're doing if you're holding a video camera. They'll probably know, well, they may not know who you are, but they'll know what you're up to. They'll know you're likely an activist with, you know, cop block or something, and they know what that means.
Several months ago, I was a little down in the mouth. I had just lost a girlfriend that I didn't want to lose necessarily, and I had been drinking, and I was walking around Keene, and they're building a new fire department, right? Or have they already built
it?
Yeah, at the time it was under construction, and there was as I was walking by it on the street, it looked really kind of surreal to me. It was maybe a foggy night, and the lights were on. So I went over, I walked into the place unfinished, and I was taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And the police rolled up, because I think the fireman had seen me and had seen maybe the flash from my camera.
Where were you, in like one of the bays where they keep the trucks?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was taking some snaps, and the police rolled up, and they were asking me questions. Like I said, I've been drinking a little bit, and I said I kind of stumbled my words out, and I said something along the lines of, am I being detained?
And what did they say?
They said, you're new at this, aren't you?
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, psychedelics and mental health problems. Are they related? We'll find out. Free Talk Live.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the Restaurant and Event Center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summerfest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, with you in studio, Ian.
The wise janitor, Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray will be bringing us news about public toilet fines, as well as his game of the week here, if we get a chance. But your calls come first. If you make them at 855-450-FREE. Also, LSD, other psychedelics, and mental health problems. Are they linked? We'll find out what one analysis suggests here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. If you would like to get in on this conversation, we've been talking about the police and empathy and activism and how it is that, you know, concentrating activists makes a big difference. And as you were saying, Johnny Ray, that people are trained to be subjects to the police. The police call people their subjects. And when people act like subjects, they're going to be treated like subjects. And
just so.
And you're going to get more of that, too. Like, so, you know, if you're acting like subjects and the police are treating you like subjects, it's not going to get better over time. They're going to come up with new ways to treat you like a subject. They're going to come up with new ways to dehumanize you and to violate your rights, all in their name of, you know, enforcing crime. In fact, there was a story out of Detroit today about how the Detroit police are talking about bringing stop and frisk to Detroit. Now, of course, stop and frisk was already found unconstitutional by a court in New York, but they only found it unconstitutional from the perspective that they believed it was being applied or misapplied. It was being applied in a discriminatory manner, or like a racist sort of manner. So as long as you're not discriminating, you can stop and frisk people is essentially what this court was suggesting. So now it's going to expand. Now Detroit is considering bringing this in. They've been doing it in Philly. They've been doing it in New York. And they've literally been stopping hundreds of thousands of people on the streets and frisking them, which is a disturbing thing. And
it's horrifying.
Right, and that's one of the outgrowths of people being subservient to the police, is that they'll just take another step, and they'll take another step, and before you know it, you're getting stopped and frisked on the streets as you're walking to the corner store. You are being randomly searched, supposedly, as you're getting on the subway or on some sort of public transportation. You've got TSA checkpoints being set up at bus stations and train stations now, the Viper team, as they call themselves. And before you know it, you're going to have a checkpoint at your neighborhood. You know, they're going to be putting it randomly at various different places where you live. They've already had TSA people showing up at sporting events. So the more you put up with it, the more of it you're going to get. And the only way that's ever going to change is if there's enough people in one area who aren't willing to put up with it anymore, and who are willing to question it.
The police state is here.
Yeah.
The MO hasn't changed, and they don't intend to change their ways anytime soon. Whenever I see a story about some hint that we're going to be drawing our forces down in countries around the world.
They're not my forces, Johnny Ray.
Oh, thank you. Whenever they're going to be drawing their forces down, it's only so that they can bring more manpower to bear on the cattle that are right here in the U.S.
Well, they're also busily working on a domestic military as well, which is why they're transitioning the local police to as a militarized force, as much of a militarized force as they possibly can. And so, you know, they've got these Bearcats going out, 300-plus Bearcats coast to coast. New Hampshire is one of the only places where there's any level of pushback against the Bearcat. And it's a fairly decent level of pushback. Like, there were hundreds of people at that Bearcat meeting in
Concord. Don't forget Berkeley.
That's why I said, no, I didn't say we were the only place.
Okay.
One of the only places. Berkeley, California, they actually successfully repelled a Bearcat there, which we did not successfully repel the Bearcat in Keene. It is yet to be seen whether Concord, New Hampshire will repel the Bearcat. That we'll finally know, I think we'll know more about here in the next few weeks when the city council gathers again to vote on this. But yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Johnny Ray. It's all about how people behave with the police. You treat a policeman as another human being. Treat them as your equal, not your superior. And don't be afraid to ask them questions about what they're telling you. You absolutely have a right to ask them questions. They get to ask you questions. You don't have to answer them. They have more of an obligation to answer your questions than you do theirs. And that's not legal advice, just suggestions from experiences as an activist.
I had a KPD officer pull me over on Route 10, I think, and I was resigned to what was happening.
Yep. All right, here's the ID. Okay, write your ticket. Yeah,
exactly.
I know
Ian,
I felt that way.
For the benefit of the listeners, Ian's rolling his eyes over there as he says that, and that's kind of what I was doing. And the guy was really, like, he'd never seen that before. He was just used to people, you know, really trying, being very eager to please him, I think.
Mm.
And he asked me, like, what are you, you're acting kind of weird. And I just said, well, look, nobody enjoys getting pulled over. What do you expect? But yeah, so
did
it's
a
little different here. I got a warning.
Hmm. They do that a lot here too. So things are different when you get people together. I don't know if there's much else to say beyond that. If you stand up for yourself, you'll be treated differently. And if more people stand up for themselves, society will be treated differently. And if enough people stand up for themselves and refuse to obey and refuse to pay the state, then they're going to have to change how they do their business. It really just has to do with numbers. So that's what it's all about.
Right. And I got a warning that time. Maybe it was because of what I did. Maybe not. I didn't really do anything.
They tend to give warnings around here.
Okay. Yeah. I think that you're going to have a better experience when you stand up for yourself than if you're eager to please. Because what the best way that that cop is going to be pleased is by writing you a ticket. And if you make it easier for him to do that by letting him know that everything he does is A-okay with you, then that's what's going to happen. And that's all I got to say about that.
If more people started to tell the police, because, like, if I get pulled over, I'll say to the cop, I guess we'll see you in court. You know, because I want them to know this is going to be a progress. You know, this is going to be a process. They're going to have to go through some steps to get their conviction with me. And if more people would inform the police of this, you know, and stand up for their rights, it would really start to play out differently, because not only would it play out differently with the police, in that the police know they don't really want to go to court unless they're getting paid overtime, in which case sometimes they really do want to go to court. But there's that aspect. But also, if you're loading up the system with a bunch of cases, then the prosecutor is going to have to drop some of them. I mean, if enough people are going with not guilty and they're going to trial, the court systems are already loaded up, and they just can't handle it. I know you've taken things like open container to trial, Johnny Ray. I've taken parking tickets to trial, and I've got a speeding ticket I'm taking to trial here on September 5th. I'm going to spend more money on the gasoline and certainly the time that it's going to take me to go to this courthouse. I'm going to spend more money on those things than I would have had I actually paid the ticket. And so most people look at that and they say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? Well, it's because of the principle of the matter. It's because if what I want to happen is for people to change their behavior, I can't go on doing what most people do. Like you're saying, I can't just appease them. I can't just cut a check. I can't send a check away to make it go away. I can't do that.
Yeah, you do that because it's dein Kampf.
What does that mean?
That means it's your struggle.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I like the idea of struggling. I feel like the state is the one that's struggling. They're the ones who are struggling to retain their legitimacy, and they really, you know, are scared. You've got people saying in New Hampshire, the people that are part of the state, like one state representative saying that Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel threatened as much as they do. They're the one. I mean, yeah, there's always the possibility they could kick the door in and raid Free Talk Live and put us in handcuffs and really make our lives miserable. But I don't really think about those things. I don't focus on those as, you know, something that could happen. I know it's out there. I know it's a possibility, but it doesn't really rule me in any way or, you know, cause me to be afraid of them.
Related, I think, since we're talking about getting pulled over and so forth, Bradley Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Barry.
Thank you.
Barry Cooper. Great guy. Wife is awesome. Candy. Great folks.
He said that when he was a police officer and he saw DARE stickers or Fraternal Order of Police stickers or something, he said that was a big red flag for him.
More likely to pull him over,
yeah.
Right? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But how about, Johnny Ray, when we get enough people in the Shire Society and we get Shire Society stickers on the backs of cars or the pork stickers that we got at Pork Fest?
Uh-huh.
That'll hopefully dissuade them from pulling us over.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Where you may enjoy the features that we share with you. You like the show, you like Free Talk Live, you like the archives that we have to take you back to 2006, all of that free at freetalklive.com. You can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live, and we'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can help that happen at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So I said I've got a little bit of news about psychedelic drugs. Somebody brought up the question of, or the topic of, entheogens or empathogens.
Right.
These are two terms that are, I think, more modern terms for psychedelic drugs. An empathogen would be a drug that reveals more empathy, or it is likely to heighten one's empathy towards others. An entheogenic drug is one that reveals God, basically. Theology is sort of the root word there.
I see.
And so here's a story from ScienceDaily.com, just published yesterday. The use of LSD, magic mushrooms, or peyote does not increase a person's risk of developing mental health problems, according to an analysis of information from more than 130,000 randomly chosen people.
Say again, it was peyote and mushroom?
LSD, magic mushrooms, or peyote.
Okay.
According to analysis of more than 130,000 randomly chosen people, which included 22,000 who had used psychedelics at least once, researcher Terry Krebs and clinical psychologist Paul Orjan Johnson, or Johansson rather, from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology's Department of Neuroscience used data from a U.S. National Health Survey to see what association there was, if any, between psychedelic drug use and mental health problems. The authors found no link between the use of psychedelic drugs and a range of mental health problems. Instead, they found some significant associations between the use of psychedelic drugs and fewer mental health problems. So, of course, the old story about these drugs that you might have been taught in DARE class is something along the lines of, if you take these drugs, kids, you're going to go crazy. You'll be brain damaged.
Just claw your face off and jump out the window.
Or eat somebody like a zombie and, yeah, jump off a third-story building or something like that. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm advocating that people, especially young people, go out and do psychedelic drugs. I'm not advocating that. But what I do advocate on Free Talk Live is that you know what you're getting into. That I understand, and I think that you would agree with me on this, Johnny Ray, that people are going to do drugs.
Uh-huh.
You've probably done a few in your time, right?
Yep.
Yep, I've done a few myself. And people are going to do these things. And so with that in mind, it's important to realize that if people are going to use drugs to alter their state of consciousness, and by the way, alcohol is a very mind-altering drug, if people are going to use them, and we know that they are, then as compassionate human beings, we should want those people to be as safe as they possibly can while using those drugs and in the aftermath of using those drugs and, you know what they're getting into, so they can survive the experience and be healthy afterwards and, you know, not have deleterious long-term effects, if that's possible, right? So we want to reduce the amount of harm, or at least I want to, reduce the amount of harm to a drug user from the drugs that they've chosen to do. So it's an acknowledgement of reality. And reality is people alter their states of consciousness. It's common.
Uh-huh.
So, going on with the story here, the results are published in the journal PLOS One and are freely available online. The researchers relied on data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health in 2001 through 2004, in which participants were asked about mental health treatment and symptoms of a variety of mental health conditions over the past year. The specific symptoms examined were general psychological distress, anxiety disorders, mood disorders, and psychosis. Armed with this information, Krebs and Johansson were able to examine if there were any associations between psychedelic use and general or specific mental health problems, and they found none. After adjusting for other risk factors, lifetime use of LSD, psilocybin, mescaline, or peyote, or past year use of LSD was not associated with a higher rate of mental health problems or receiving mental health treatment, says Johansson. Researchers found that lifetime use of psilocybin or mescaline and past year use of LSD were associated with lower rates of serious psychological distress. Now, why is that? Why does that run contrary to common sense?
First thing that comes to my mind is that LSD, magic mushrooms, peyote will give you an experience that you're very unlikely to have inside a normal, undrugged lifestyle.
Some say they can get to similar states through meditation. And I believe those people.
Yeah, I won't I won't call them a liar.
Yep.
But so all I was getting at was that it's a new kind of experience, so it'll give you some experience with something out of the ordinary.
It gives you some insights, maybe. Uh-huh. That you, like you're saying, you wouldn't, connections you normally might not make.
Uh-huh.
Some suggest that these drugs will allow your mind or your brain to process certain levels of information that they normally would reject. So there's all kinds of, you know, suggestions as to how these drugs work. And, you know, I don't know if science has really understood all of that yet. But it's interesting seeing these studies that basically counteract what everybody's always thought about these drugs. And, of course, the government has it in their interest to promote. Let's say somebody did hurt themselves after doing some sort of psychedelic drug. I'm sure it's happened out there at some point. But a lot of the scary stories you hear are myths. A lot of, you know, the guy jumping off, thinking he can fly, jumping off the top of a building or something.
The guy who thought he was an orange.
Yeah, a lot of these things are probably myths. But it's interesting having this being, just shut down by science here. And, you know, this is one analysis, obviously, but it's a fairly extensive analysis. I mean, they did look at over 130,000 individuals, including 22,000 who had used psychedelics at least once. So that's a pretty big sampling size. But let me go on here with the study. So
The design of the study, lifetime use of LSD was also significantly associated with a lower rate of outpatient mental health treatment and psychiatric medicine prescription. The design of the study makes it impossible to determine exactly why the researchers found what they found. They wrote that we cannot exclude the possibility that use of psychedelics might have a negative impact on mental health for some individuals or groups, perhaps counterbalanced at a population level by a positive effect on mental health in others. There's no doubt that if you take a psychedelic and you've got a negative mindset, you're going to have a bad time, and that could really result in some problems for you.
Uh-huh.
So I, you know, like I said here, this is not an encouragement to go out and grab some LSD and take it, because one, you don't know if what you're getting is LSD. That's a real problem.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's number one reason not to do that. Two, there's a lot of research that need to be done before you decide to enter into this world. You don't want to be at some party and take something that someone says, hey, this will be good for you. Try this. No. You really should take some time and go, you know, do some research. Go to Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D, Arrowid.org. Learn more about these substances and, you know, what other people's experience with them has been, and read the frequently asked questions about them, and try to get to gather as much information. And one of the first things you'll learn about a psychedelic like LSD or mushrooms or whatever is that the set and setting are very, very important. So not only should you be in a place that's comfortable to you and familiar to you with people, preferably, that are comfortable and familiar to you, not only should you do those things, but you should also be in a positive mindset where you're expecting to have a good experience. You're not focused on some fight you had with a loved one or some sort of looming deadline or, you know, whatever it is that might be stressing you out. That is not a good thing to have, you know, on your consciousness at the time when you do something like this. So I think there could be some negative effects for people like that.
Yeah. And I know with LSD and magic mushrooms, it'll keep you up. My experience was that I couldn't sleep sometimes when I wanted to. Mm. You know, my brain just...
Were you doing them at night?
Yes.
Okay.
I had to work the next morning, and my brain just wouldn't go into that sleep mode. It wouldn't stop turning over and over and over
Sleeping
and over
Sleeping is
and over.
Weird after a trip like that. 855, 450 free. More coming up here about this study. I've got a little bit more to share, and we'll come back with that in hour number three and take your calls as well. 855, 450 free. Harm reduction and getting real information out based on science rather than anti-drug propaganda. Share your thoughts, though. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.